Point away from home, you're on to 50 points, that's target achieved, is it?
Yeah, it's the first target that we set out. You know, so we're... And I'm delighted with that point today, you know. Certainly after going 1-0 down to the penalty, you know, and the first half, we had the energy that we were showing first half, and the, you know, there was only one team wanting to win it first half for sure, and we really set about them. And Danny Mayer looked sort of menacing, you know, all afternoon. He looked menacing, really menacing. And, you know, I was disappointed to come in at 0-0. When the goal went in, I think Kian Bolger took it out of the back of the net, sprinted up, put it back on the spot, and you could see that, you know, get the game going, want to go again, and we, you know, Danny's goal was fantastic. So delighted with the character and resolve shown, you know, especially after the away run we've been on, to get that point and to not come away with nothing. You know, yeah, it's all credit to the players. That
was that a penalty?
Do you know what, I've not seen it. I thought it was a soft one, but it looked like the bounce on the pitch, and it's not really. It sort of slowed down. I think Saws had time to maybe go and try and clear it, and it slowed down. That's my view of it from a football position. If there's contact there, you know, there's contact there, and it's a penalty. But without viewing it, I can't categorically say it is.
It's not the best game in the world this afternoon. The pitch hasn't helped. It's not very wide. It's very bobbly. It's bald. It's flat. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know. They're fighting for their lives, you know. Blackpool are fighting for their lives. Scrappy. It was an ugly contest. I thought first half we tried to open up and try to move the ball from side to side and switch the play. So we did. Second half, just, and that's what I said to the players, you know, when it is coming on top like that, it's really important that, you know, you have that courage to try and get on it and just calm it down a little bit. You know, I've got to, you know, I say to the players all the time, just take a breath and get the ball wide. So we didn't really do that second half. We got into a dogfight, but, you know, they Blackpool launched it. They tried to get on the seconds. They, like I said, they're scrapping for their life, and it looked like one in performances. And out of that, we just needed 10-15% more calm in our work to try and just regain control of the...
Got a couple more injuries now as well.
Yeah. Again, impact, you know, Jonas... He has to come off. You know, he had a whack. He's got a, you know, big balloon on the side of his head. So we'll see. We'll have a look at that tomorrow. Tuts closed down near the dugout and just felt something in his hamstring. You know, at half time we assessed it and you know, we decided to get him off, and as more of a precautionary. You know, but I said to him after he did it, I said, I don't want that turning into a tear. You know, it's really important from what he's had that doesn't turn into a longer injury than necessary.
When you achieve a target like hitting 50 points, at what stage do you start to assess that target and maybe move it forward for the end of the season?
You want to win games, you know. It's what you try and do and set out to do. And that's not changed. We want as many points as we can get this season. I can't stand... football matches just peter out. I've told the players that. They understand there'll be no complacency because, you know, we've got to play at a tempo. And players are playing for contracts for next season. Players are playing for the livelihood, you know, and I remind them of that every day. So, you know, it's important that we, now we've reached that target, that we go again. And we've got a chance on Monday to gain another 3 points.